Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I'm in Houston. I get to visit with Jeff Conselny once again with Westbred Seeds and Westbred Hybrids. Jeff, the Westbred name has really excelled in high yield and high quality wheats for quite a while now, and last year's yield winners showed that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Pleasure to be with you, Kyle, and your listeners. And it's really something we've hung our hat on. You know, our breeding team, our technical team, my commercial team, we all focus on, you know, how do we get the optimal yields, but also deliver the grain quality that our millers and bakers are looking for. So it's a unique combination. And we use this platform in the National Wheat Yield Contest to really illustrate to farmers that you can push it, you can manage for yield, and you can manage for quality.
You know, last year was a very tough year for wheat in Kansas and Oklahoma and Colorado, but people like yourself learn a lot on those years as well.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, you have to have those trying years to really figure out which genetics can withstand that type of stress, and it was a very stressful year in a lot of parts of the area, and yet, you know, our products perform, so we're happy with that. But you know, some you only see under optimal conditions sometimes, and sometimes you learn a lot about them. So yeah,
wheat breeding, when you're talking about, let's just talk about the North American market, there's a lot of variation in the needs in the areas when you're national in scope like you are.
Yeah, no, we take a very sub-regional approach to it, as we think about, you know, what we're breeding for, what classes, of course, and then what are the characteristics. And, you know, the characteristics for a North Dakota farmer are different than a Kansas farmer, and we pay that very close attention. Yield is always king. I mean, it's got to deliver the yield. Standability in most cases is a critical test weight, of course. Protein content, whether you get paid for it or not, we don't want farmers to get discounted. And then all the disease and insects and everything else. So yeah, it's a very dynamic, and depending on what the primary market, whether it's domestic or export or combination, you know, you throw all those things in, and it's a balancing act.
Well, you've obviously concentrated some on Kansas because your hybrids have yielded near the top for several years.
Yeah, we've got a great portfolio right now in Kansas, and even stronger one coming. I mean, it's, you know, really proud. The new product that's on the block is what we call WB4422, and, you know, it's one of those that they're rare, and I've been doing this role for 14 years, right? And you see products come along that you say, that's going to be a big one. It's going to be a big one, in my opinion. We've just seen it under all kinds of different conditions. We've seen it from Texas to Montana. And so it's a very broadly adapted hard red winter that medium maturity, right in that maturity range, doesn't break dormancy in the spring too quick, right? And it just got great characteristic yield, standability, test weight, protein. It checks most boxes. I can't say it checks their box, right? But it's pretty close.
And that's Westbred 14?
4422, yeah, Westbred
4422. 4422, and yeah. That's Jeff Conselny. He's with Bear Crop Science, which is ultimately Westbred Hybrids. This is Kyle Bauer reporting from Houston.